To those who think all Cajun music sounds exactly the same, we say you haven't heard the revolutionary new CD, Christine Balfa Plays the Triangle. Nearly an hour's worth of solo triangle from Christine Balfa. She's the daughter of the legendary Cajun fiddler Dewey Balfa and leader of the Cajun band Balfa Toujours. This solo triangle project is the brainchild of producer Chaz Justice, who joins us from member station KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana. And Chaz, it's hard to imagine that nobody thought of an idea this great before.
It's just there waiting to be done. It's amazing to me too. Triangles have been important to mankind for a long time. You know, ever since Pythagoras and the Great Pyramids, and cave paintings have triangles on them. You know, triangles are a big part of our humanity and our culture.
But it took some kind of inspiration for you to think, you know, solo triangle. Who needs the accordion? Who needs the fiddle? Who needs any of that stuff? Who needs a guitar?
No, melodic or harmonic content just gets in the way of, you know, what the triangle can really, the nuances that can really be brought out.
You undersell this, by the way, on the cover of the CD. You say it's over 45 minutes of pure, unadulterated, classic Cajun triangle. It's actually 55 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's the lagniappe. That's what we call that down here. A little extra for you.
There is one point when we do hear Christine Balfa's voice. This is on the song, the Balfa Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there she is. And what's going on there in the studio, Chaz? She's getting carried away by the power of the music here?
That's it. The emotion just took hold of her. You know, it's one of those things, especially the Balfa tradition, and the Balfa Waltz is their family song. And she's just overwhelmed, you know. We got lightning in a bottle on that one.
You knew you had that on one take, I bet.
Oh yeah, that was it. You know, there was no overdubs. You know, especially on that one, if the creativity's flowing and it's she's you know feeling it, then just let the tape roll. It's like, you know, those you know Ornette Coleman or something like that. It's just let it happen. Let the moment, you know, just do its own thing.
You know, Chaz, I think a less discriminating listener might hear track number one, Lance Opie. Let's take a listen here. And you might then listen to track number three, La Porte en Arrière. And you could think that was the exact same song, or even the same song as track number four, Blues de Port Arthur.
Yeah, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
With Cajun and old time music, there's a lot of people who think that a lot of it sounds the same, and a lot of roots music, you know, to some ears does sound the same, but you know when you really go through it and you start to get into the music and really start to feel it and love it, that you'll notice the nuances and the differences. Each song has a story all its own.
Well, Chaz, thanks for opening our minds and our ears really
to the depth and nuance of the
solo triangle.
Anytime.
Chaz Justice produced the CD Christine Balfa Plays the Triangle. And if the fillings in your teeth don't hurt quite enough already, there is more, so much more, chank-a-chank of solo triangle at nprmusic.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.